And Sandy, what do you have to offer to our ladies in the audience today as far as executing late night FM DJ? What should they be aware of?
Be aware that you're not trying to have that sultry, sexy voice. For women, when you try to use that late night FM DJ voice, it can come across as overly sultry. So you want to make sure that you practice this a little bit. It's easier for the guys because it's just, I hate to say that, but it's easier for the guys because they don't have to worry about that so much. But for women, when you try to get that late night FM DJ voice, it can come down low and sultry. So you want to practice just having a calm cadence. It's not about having the low alto voice so much as it is just talking slow and enunciating each one of your words very clearly. If you want an example, watch Shark Tank and listen to Lori Grenier. She's the best at it for females for that late night FM DJ voice.
Now that's perfect. That's exactly right. The late night FM DJ, and as you heard it in Sandy's voice, because she just played a little bit for us, is much more about cadence than it is the pitch of how you sound. And so something to keep in mind when we execute this, the amygdala is listed up there. The amygdala is that caveman part of the brain that 75% of it is dedicated to negativity. Why is that important? Because we're all guilty of imagining ourselves walking into a negotiation to deal with the aggressive, sharp, cutthroat negotiator. That actual negotiator makes up only about 30% of the planet. However, we all imagine walking into the negotiation and dealing with that person. It's because of the amygdala. And so if you know people have a tendency to imagine they're getting ready to walk into a buzzsaw every time they walk into a negotiation, and you want to walk in and show confidence through an aggressive tone of voice, we want to walk in and show that confidence, right, with our business tone, we're feeding into that buzzsaw. And so, right, the amygdala is always present. It's always working. It always drives us towards negativity because if we're negative about stuff, we'll survive. If we're worried we might get burned, we won't get burned because we'll stay away from it. If we're worried we're going to get our head chopped off in a negotiation by a cutthroat, guess what? That's what we're going to avoid at all costs, and we'll be in a defensive posture the whole time. And so, do we want to be the cause of that as well? Probably not. And so, how do we show power in our voice? Power actually comes from deference and curiosity. The C in caviar stands for curiosity. Go into every negotiation assuming you have something to learn. We all are guilty of walking into a negotiation assuming we have something to teach our counterparts. That is what causes debate, argument, and leads to impasse. When we come from a place of genuine curiosity, trying to understand and executing tactical empathy to get there, that's what gets us to the place where we're no longer splitting the difference at the end of our deals. And so keep that genuinely curious mindset. It also is roughly impossible for us to be genuinely curious and angry and frustrated at the same time. Those emotions are far enough apart, it's hard to feel them at once. And so, what helps us stay in our chair, genuinely focused on curiosity, will keep us from getting angry. Instead of, you shouldn't have said that because it doesn't warrant any data, that has no justifications, doesn't make any sense. And your mindset goes to, that's really an interesting point of view. I wonder what would make you say something like that. You will perform better as a result. And so every day, just like today, you got three choices. You can choose to stay the same, you can choose to get better, or you can choose to get worse.